Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from Luke chapter 5, verse 26. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." This passage is the verbal response to Jesus, A, for forgiving the sins of a paralytic, and B, for commanding him to walk. This paralytic also surrounds himself with loyal and dedicated friends, who physically lowers him through the roof so that Jesus would take notice of him. Although there are several groups of characters in this scene, I would like to focus on two in the short time we have together. The first is the paralytic himself. He says nothing to Jesus. He does not ask for forgiveness or healing. He simply shows up. His actions are all that is needed for Jesus to heal and forgive him. Sometimes we burden ourselves by thinking we need to say the right thing to Jesus. Over and over again in Scripture, we see examples of Jesus knowing what is heavy on a person's heart without any words. Jesus knows this better than we know ourselves. All he asks is that we show up. The second are his friends. The crowd is so thick that the paralytic's friends could not make their way through the crowd with the stretcher. They did not give up. They did not put the stretcher down and sit at Jesus' feet without the paralytic. What must have seemed like a hopeless moment was turned into a miracle. We have an obligation as Christians to continue to invite others to the foot of Jesus. We share our faith in Christ with others through our presence with them. Our caring and steadfast faith creates sacred openings for Jesus to enter into someone's life in very unexpected ways. Today, I invite you to reflect upon your own desire to receive God's forgiveness in your life. Do you long to hear these words spoken to you? Do you long to experience the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus in your life? The reason he came from heaven to earth was to offer forgiveness of our sins. If you have fallen away in your relationship with Jesus or the church, who can help you find your way back, or maybe even in a church for the first time this Advent or Christmas season? When you receive this gift of his mercy, will you also glorify God with a joyous and holy astonishment as you see his incredible gift unfold in your life? This morning's closing prayer is the collect for the second Sunday in Lent, found on page 218 in the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning after 10 a.m. for a new Advent devotional. May God bless you and those you hold dear in your hearts.